Hi bosses, welcome back to the Currently Bossing podcast powered by the Boss Up Agency. I'm your host, Brittany Nicole, and welcome to season 7, The Art of Being Well. Today we're chatting with Nia Jones, founder of Inside Then Out. Nia is an entrepreneur with a passion for self-care, journaling, and personal growth. She grew up in West Palm Beach, Florida, and went to college at Johns Hopkins University where she studied public health. As someone who has always struggled with opening up to others, she fell in love with journaling at a young age and used it as an outlet to release her thoughts and feelings onto paper. After graduating from university, she decided to create the journal that she wanted for herself. She soon realized that this journal could be helpful to many other people as well, which inspired the brand Inside Then Out. Nia is still on her journey to becoming the best version of herself, and hopes that Inside and Out can empower you to do the same.
Nia, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Of course, I'm super excited to have you. You know that I've been following Inside and Out's journey for so long, since its inception. So I'm excited to just learn more about the brand story and just talk to you one-on-one.
Yeah, I'm so excited to be here.
Okay, so the first question that I always love to ask is, tell us all about you, your story. I want to just paint the scene for our listeners.
Yeah, so I started Inside Then Out in 2020, and before that, it was not really planned. I had actually just graduated from college. I studied at Johns Hopkins University, so I just graduated. I was supposed to start a full-time job within a few months. This is in the midst of COVID, so like, I think everyone's lives kind of got turned upside down. But for me, like, I know COVID was hard for a lot of people, but for me, the biggest thing was it kind of forced me to slow down for the first time. I'm very much a busybody. I've always been ambitious. And like, this was the first time in my life where I really just wanted to be more intentional. And I was reflecting a lot and asking myself a lot more questions. So kind of how the brand came about was me just like thinking about different questions that I wanted to answer for myself. And then I realized like, oh, this would be something that would be helpful to a lot of other people as well. I remember looking online to see if I could find something similar and I couldn't. So I was like, I can be the person to create it. And it was definitely a full circle moment. I think I'd mentioned to you before too that I've journaled since I was a little girl. I still have journals from when I was like 7 years old. So creating my own was kind of like a, wow, like, was I really meant to do this? But yeah, it's been an amazing journey ever since. I've definitely learned a lot over the past few years. Definitely, again, as I mentioned, wasn't expected. Like, I always kind of had a, I was always business minded in a way, but I never knew that like right after college, I was gonna start a business. I thought I was gonna be in corporate world for a lot longer. I had worked at Facebook for a couple years and then I just left last year to do this full time.
Well, you know, I love your brand story personally. And I just think that it's so amazing when something that you created comes out of your own personal need. So what was it like when you were kind of like going through your own personal journey through like journaling and things like that? Mm-hmm. Like, were you using like a bunch of different notebooks for different things? And
yeah,
how was
so
that?
How I kind of describe like how I used to journal is like, I was very much like a crisis journaler. Like, it was when I was always at rock bottom or like I was really upset or there was something like going on in my life. That's like when I would always pick up a journal. And like during this period, it was like, I didn't want to only journal when I was like upset. It was kind of like, I wanted to use it as a way to really look more inside into like who I was and what I wanted out of my life. During this time too, it was like, it was just like a really big personal growth journey. I started reading a lot. I realized like there was a lot of things in the past that I needed to heal from. And this was my first time really like taking the time to unpack those things. So it was honestly like transformational for me. And I think it's amazing that I was able to create something that like allows people to go. I think everybody's journey is a little bit different, but just allows people to like experience their own journey, whether that's like healing or like taking time to care for your mental health for the first time, whatever it is for you. I think it's a beautiful thing to be able to really reflect and like keep that forever.
Yeah, I think you really touched on an important part when you talked about you were a crisis journaler. I feel
Yes.
like a lot of people can kind of relate to that. I personally can because I can flip back through some of my journals when I was going through like a tough time and I would be so consistent and then there
Yeah.
would be like a month or two gaps where like I'm like, "Oh, hey, like I'm back."
Yeah, definitely me. Definitely
And
me.
so I think like for me, Better Every Day, the first journal that you launch, it really serves as a reminder to be consistent in your journey. Don't just maybe like use self-reflection when you're down at your lowest point, but always be like looking inward and making sure that you're self-aware throughout your entire journey.
Yeah, and it's funny that you mentioned that too, because Better Every Day was our first product, and like I had debated with myself whether to make this journal a dated or undated version. And to me, it was important, although like sometimes as it relates to like seasonality and marketing, like having a dated product is sometimes like harder. I think it was really important to me because one of the main messages that I wanted to create was that like journaling is something that can be in a consistent thing. And it is something where, you know, one day you might be unpacking something that happened from your past, but the next day you're also like expressing gratitude. And then the next day you're planning your goals, you know, or like month by month. I think it kind of takes you on like this journey where it's like these are like so, there's so many different topics that you can journal about and you can make it like an everyday practice. And maybe you like continue after you finish a journal, journaling every day, or it's just kind of like a reminder, like this is something that you come back to versus if it's undated, it's kind of like, yeah, like whenever you think about it, it just adds like a little extra pressure, which I think it's a cool intro to journaling for people, again, who haven't really journaled before, or they're looking to be a little bit more consistent and make it a practice in their life.
Yeah, I will definitely say I know you sent me the Better Every Day journal, I think mid 2021, and then I continued it throughout 2022, and I like looked back at some of the sections that were like for 2021 and then some entries I wrote for 2022, and I was able to compare back like just like my thought process and where I was at that time. Because even though the prompts are different, you can kind of see in your style of writing, like where your mind is, like where you were internally. And it just like gave me chills. I was reading it back to my fiance and I was just like, oh my God, this is where I was in 2022 when I met you. And this is where I was the year before I met you.
And it's so crazy too because like when I did my first journal, it was also like the first year in my business. So it was like obviously like a very transformational time for me and like I was just growing so much. So to be able to like look back and see that growth is really cool. And then again, too, like as I mentioned before, like in some of my old journals, like I read back and I'm like, this is so depressing. Like, what were you through at that time? Because it's like even though I had so many amazing experiences as well, sometimes we forget to like, you know, it's amazing to be able to write about the good things as well, not just the bad ones.
That brings up a good point about just entrepreneurship and how you have so many ebbs and flows. How do you allow yourself or give yourself the grace to celebrate your wins without like always thinking about what's next? Like, how do you sit in that for a second?
It's hard. It's extremely hard because I think when you create a brand like that's almost like your child. And I have to remind myself constantly to be proud. Like sometimes I have pinch me moments, right, where something really amazing happens or I get an amazing opportunity or I get like a certain amount of recognition. I'm like, wow, like I'm really doing the thing. But then on a day-to-day basis, it's like, you know, you always want to grow, you always want to do better, you're never really satisfied. And I think it's like a fine line between like wanting to be content at any stage of your life, but then also wanting more. And that's something that I deal with. I think what works best for me is just like, you know, having those moments where you do remind yourself and you do look back and like tell yourself, it's kind of like affirmations, like, you know, you're meant to be here. Like you're the right person for this. Like I'm proud of you. I think that's something that like I need to tell myself a lot. But then also like there's so much opportunity for growth, and like there's so many more people that you could touch, and there's so many more like opportunities that you haven't even dreamed of yet. So I think like when you operate from that mentality, it becomes a lot more like exciting. Like you're grateful, but then also excited for what the future has to come.
I love that. And I think for me, like I've had to retrain my mindset to kind of operate from a place of like service, right? So like I'm putting out something or I'm saying something or doing something that is going to help my community further or help someone who I have yet to connect with further. And I think when you position yourself from a place of service, you just feel way more fulfilled instead of everything feeling so transactional.
And I think from like an entrepreneurship standpoint, like regardless of what like industry you're in, I think it very quickly becomes about like monetization, and it becomes like, you know, are we getting our return on spent? Like there's just so many like metrics that you have to track as an entrepreneur, and it's important, right? Because like it is a business, it needs to be profitable or it's not gonna work long term. Like, I'm not gonna deny that money is important, but when that's the only, like if that's your only why, it becomes really hard to, I think, create something amazing and create an amazing experience for people that like interact with your brand.
No, that's so true. And you have to think about your community too. Like when you're doing things like that, like community should always be a part of your why.
Me
Well, in talking about entrepreneurship, how do you kind of plan out your morning and nighttime routines? Do you have like specific routines for like when you're feeling burnout or on the edge of burnout? What does it look
Yeah.
like?
Routines are important to me. Like I'm definitely a routine person, but something that I have learned over the years is like not to overcommit myself to a morning or nighttime routine. Like I remember like even like from a couple years ago, like I was very strict with myself where it's like I wake up, I do this, then I go to the gym, then I do yoga, and then I make myself breakfast, and then I do 10 minutes of journaling, and then it's just like it just becomes another job and another five job, you know? So something that I've done more recently is like give myself grace when it comes to my routine and commit to like one to two things that actually make me feel better. I don't believe in like I think for each person is different, right? But like for myself, like I don't believe in doing too much. Because then I don't feel rested or I don't feel ready to start the day. Like I remember I would reach like noon and I'm like, wow, I've just done so many things and now I have to work. Like it was just crazy. So yeah, just like finding like things that actually bring me energy and bring me joy has been most important. I'm sure you know like journaling is one of those things. I also really like reading, like especially towards the end of the night. It's like a nice way to decompress. Take a step away from like your phone and social media because I think I also have like a busy brain, so I need to like distract from that sometimes.
No, that's so true. And I think for me, like especially coming out the pandemic, I had like this kind of routine that fit for that specific phase of my life that I was in. Like I was hardcore journaling, I was hitting the gym, I was doing all of these things. And then when I got to a point where like I wasn't so consistent in that, I kind of was beating myself up for not sticking to that same routine instead of allowing myself to evolve with the season that I'm in now. And so I think if you can always position yourself with like, okay, this is a bucket, like what do I need to be pulling out of that bucket that might be for my mind or my body or my soul? And how can I pour back into myself from there?
And I think the biggest thing too is like the whole purpose of creating these routines is to pour back into yourself. So if it becomes a situation where like you're now feeling guilty and you're like waking up like, oh, I didn't do this or whatever, then like you're not really pouring back into yourself in the way that you really need.
No, I definitely agree. So, what are you currently reading? I'm
Ah,
curious.
that's a great question. I just finished a book. I actually have it. Do I have The Tipping Point Outreach
Oh,
for
okay.
So I just finished The Tipping Point and I'm starting this new book. I think it's like How to Stay Focused in a Distracted World. The Hitmakers is what it's called. The tipping point was really good. I thought it was like a really interesting concept. I also like a mixture of like fiction and nonfiction. So at any point, I'm reading both. Like guilty pleasure, I like romance novels. So I'm currently reading A Thousand Boy Kisses, inspired by TikTok. But yeah, I think the tipping point was a really great one.
I love to read kind of like self-help or like business books in the morning and then save my nights for like my romance books. I like was curled up in my bed yesterday reading another Colleen Hoover book. And I was just like, I'm just gonna read all of her books because I'm
You've
clearly
already
obsessed.
read so many. I've read so many. They're really good.
No, it's just so good. And it's also good to give your mind like that flexibility too. Like, yeah, sometimes I want to take in knowledge, but sometimes I just want to get lost in a book.
Yeah, exactly.
You mentioned like a few things about like you having a busy mind and like, you know, you're always kind of like thinking or like reading or like learning. What is your zodiac sign?
I'm a
And
Virgo.
what's your rising?
Okay, I'm a Virgo and I'm like really, really Virgo. Like I'm very like disciplined, very like practical thinker, hard on myself, perfectionist, like all of those. I'm a Virgo. I think my so I know I have Virgo, Sagittarius, and Leo are my big three. Yes.
But Virgo is your sun.
Virgo is my
Your
sign.
main.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. The Leo and the Virgo definitely, and Sagittarius too. I have Sagittarius. Well, I'm Gemini. I have Sagittarius rising, and my moon is in Capricorn, which goes with like my busyness and like grind mentality. So it makes
Yeah.
sense.
It's so crazy. I'm so happy that you brought up zodiac signs because we do have something exciting coming really soon. I think in the next few weeks, we will actually have a new collection, which is our Zodiac collection. And this will be like a series of line journals, but they also each come with like a little description of your zodiac sign, as well as a journal prompt card. And I really like the journal prompt cards because they're like specific to each sign. So it will kind of get on like some of those negative traits that you have, or some areas where the sign challenge like that challenges the sign, and it will ask journal prompts associated with that. So that should be launching really soon on our website. I'm super excited. Definitely follow us if you want to stay tuned for that launch.
I love that. I love that it's like customized, it's like specific, but like not really. I love that it's open like that. What was kind of like your thought process? Like, how did you even think about that?
Yeah, that's a great question. Like I think as like we're going, I'm always thinking about new journals that we can do, and I was really trying to decide whether we should do like another guided journal or if we should do like a more free form section. And I think zodiac signs is something that people just like relate to a lot. And I was seeing a lot of conversations, especially on TikTok, where people were talking about like, oh, like the positive or negative traits about each zodiac sign. I was like, oh, how cool would it be to have something that people resonate with and then actually ask those like meaningful questions in the same way that we do with our guided journals, but give them the space to be able to reflect on that as they please. So that's kind of how the zodiac collection was inspired. I think people will love it. I think the journals are really cute. I can't wait for you guys to see it. It's like also makes an amazing gift, I think, as well, people's birthdays.
I think it's going to be a great launch. I feel like whenever I meet someone new, I'm always asking them what's their sign, and I feel like it'll be a great conversation piece, but also like allowing you to get to know more about yourself from the perspective of astrology.
Exactly. And we actually worked with like an astrologer to help us like collection as well, and to write some of the introduction section. So we wanted to make sure that it's like accurate and relatable. So I'm super excited.
Yes, I'm super excited too. And we'll have all of the information in the show notes too when it launches. But okay, you're always thinking about new products and like thinking about how you can just get inside and out to the next level. Do you have any digital boundaries that you've set, or how have you learned to separate your work from your rest?
So for me, I think it's actually much easier to like disconnect from your computer, but it's really hard for me to disconnect from my mind. And that's kind of the battle that I have is like, as much as I can say, oh yeah, I'm not working after a certain time, like my mind is still going. I think one of the beautiful things about creating a business is like for a lot of people, it's an area that they're really passionate about. And because I just love what I do, it's like I'm always thinking about it. I'm always thinking about new ideas or like there's always different triggers where it's like, oh yeah, I need to remember to do this. So I think that's the part that's kind of difficult to disconnect from. But even more than that, like something that has been really important to me is really just making space for fun and making space to enjoy my life. One of my biggest things is like I don't want to look back and say like, oh my gosh, where did my 20s go? Or where did that period of time go? And I spent all the time working. And it's like, yes, I am building something amazing, but you know, I also have a life and I have friends and I have family. And I just like try to make time for the things that also bring me joy. And that's like the best way I can create balance.
Yeah, I think that that's making time for that is super important. I think that there's a difference between prioritizing joy, but then also positioning yourself up for success within the later years. I
Exactly.
know for me, I started the Boss Up in 2020 as well. It was like right after or right before my 28th birthday. And I was just like, okay, let me self set myself up for success now because I know that when I enter my 30s, I want to be able to work from home or I want to be a mom, right? And a wife. So like I need to have like some flexibility or just need to be leading a different lifestyle. And so I think when you can position yourself in that way while still prioritizing joy, it feels more fulfilling.
Amazing. Like exactly.
So I know that, you are in the wellness space and you've been in the wellness space for 3+ years now. What has it been to be or been like to be a Black woman in the space? Have you had any hurdles that you've had to combat?
Yeah, I think the biggest hurdle is just like how the wellness space had originally been portrayed. Because I think the battle that I have as a woman of color in the wellness space is that like it was originally really created or targeted towards like white women. Like that's like who therapy was for and who journaling was for and who yoga was for. And I think in the recent years, and I'm glad to be starting a company where like we're starting to change this narrative over the past few years is like, no, like this is a space for everyone. And even apart from women, like this is a space for men too. Like men need to care for their mental health. And especially like people of color, I think experience a lot of trauma and experience a lot of situations where they grow up where certain things are not talked about or certain things are not celebrated. So I think those like that is what I'm really trying to combat and really showing like this product is for you, whatever walk of life you are in, whatever background you're from, whatever gender you are, like it's important to care for your mental health. It's important to journal. It's important to do practices that make you feel well. And I think really just the nature of wellness.
It's interesting that you say that because from me being a Black woman and also being raised by a Black woman and a man, it's been interesting to see how, I've never grown up seeing like my mom journal or like do like any like self-care practices or even my dad, but like maybe they had their own like type of self-care or also like what they knew to be self-care during that time. But the pandemic was really the first time that I like went to therapy or like journaled out of self-care and like taking care of my mental health and like learning some of those like buzzwords and the importance of it as I implemented it into my day-to-day life. And so I think when it comes to like the products you have, like Better Every Day and Dig Deeper, How does it feel to know that some of those products like might have been like the first touch points for people to really dig deep into their self-care and mental health?
Yeah, I think it's honestly like surreal. Like that's probably the best way I can describe it. Ultimately, as I mentioned, like the products was really created out of a need that I had, right? It's something that I personally was experiencing, and to be able to assist people when they're experiencing something similar or even very different from what I went through, I think is a really amazing thing. And ultimately, I just really hope that like it starts them on whatever journey, whether that if even if it starts and they, start doing therapy after or other practices, even if it's not journaling, I think it's amazing for people to really just take the time to connect with themselves. But it's really a beautiful thing to be able to build something that has real impact in people's lives. I think that is like the thing that definitely keeps me going.
Yeah, for anyone that's like struggling with maybe like self-reflection, and not sure where to start, would you recommend that they start with a better everyday journal or dig deeper?
So usually what I say is like for someone who wants to start journaling and wants to make it more of a consistent practice, I would start with a better everyday journal. If someone knows that they can't really commit to doing it every day, but they just want to start journaling, but kind of want to go at their own pace, then I would recommend a deeper journal. I also know people that do both at the same time. I think that's cool too. But it's really up to the person and like where they're at in their journey.
Well, I know the Zodiac Journal is coming out. There's so many exciting things you all have coming down the pipeline. Is there anything else we should kind of be on the lookout for?
I think those are the main things for now. We are about to celebrate our 3-year anniversary at Inside the Knot, which is crazy. I can't believe it's already almost been 3 years. So we are probably going to do a sale related to our 3-year anniversary. So you can definitely look out for that as well.
And then for anyone who, is an aspiring entrepreneur, but they're kind of nervous to kickstart their business, what advice would you kind of share with them?
I think the biggest piece of advice is like there's never a right time. I think it can be very easy to say, oh, when I finish this, then I'll start. Or when I achieve this goal, then I'll start. Or I think it's easy to make a lot of excuses for ourselves and like why it's not the right time. But I think you create the right time, right? With anything. If you know it's an idea that you're really passionate about and that the world needs, you never know like what could happen and how many people that you can touch with your idea. So like don't keep it to yourself is, I guess, my biggest piece of advice.
No, I love that. You create the right time. Like that's so powerful. And I feel like so many people hold themselves back by thinking that it's not the right time to start, but it's never, there's never a right time to do anything.
Yeah, there's always going to be something else.
Well, I'm super excited that I had a moment to just chat with you and just talk more about the importance of wellness and mental health, especially in your journey with Inside and Out. So thank you so much for being on the show.
Yes, thank you so much for having me. It's always a pleasure.
And where can we find you in Inside and Out?
So you can find me on Instagram at Naya Jones. You can also follow our business page at Inside Then Out, and then check out our website at www.insidethenout.com.
I hope that you enjoyed this episode with founder of Inside Then Out, Naya Jones, and I hope that you took a lot of gems and takeaways from it. There's more to come with our season, The Art of Being Well, so be sure to follow us over on Instagram at The Boss Up Inc. and follow me at it's Brittany Nicole _. Be well.